Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Tuesday, the 21st of July, 2015. This is a special meeting of the New Zoning Board of Appeals. The time is 6:32 p.m. Present at the beginning of our meeting are members Mike Rossi, Finn Farina, Barbara Huggins, and I'm Brooke Lipsett. To my left is our counsel, Assistant City Solicitor Suzanne Egan. To her left is our acting clerk, bless her, Noreen Silton. We have only one thing on the agenda this evening, and that is to discuss the board's response to the June 26th decisions of the Housing Appeals Committee in the matters of Newton Zoning Board of Appeals and Dinosaur Row, LLC, and Newton Zoning Board of Appeals and Marcus Lang Investments, LLC, and to discuss scheduling a process for the continued public hearing. Please come in.
Can we grab some more chairs?
Grab some chairs or feel free to stand,
sure,
whatever you like. Most of you in the room know, I presume, the Housing Appeals Committee made a decision on appeals that had been made by Dinosaur Row, LLC, and Marcus Lang, LLC, regarding whether Newton had or had not met the 1.5% land area minimum under the Chapter 40B and the regulations pertinent thereto. Did that sound good in legalish? The committee found that Newton had not met the 1.5% land area minimum, and it remanded the matter back to the board. Under the remand, the board must continue its hearings on these two items and come to conclusions and decisions on these items before the issue of before any appeal by any party can be made on the HAC decision on the 1.5%. The ruling is what's called, I am told by the lawyers, an interlocutory order, meaning it doesn't, it's a process piece in the middle, and it doesn't stop us from going forward with the hearings. So to that, and the board met, as many of you know, last week in executive session. I'm not about to tell you what our discussions were in the executive session because it referred to pending litigation. But I am prepared to tell you that the board came to the decision that it will preserve its right to appeal at an appropriate time, and that we will review these two applications with the perspective of having reached the 1.5%. Tonight's meeting is to schedule the renewal of those public hearings and to take any questions on process matters. Assuming that these dates work for the applicants, we will resume the hearing on the Dinosaur Row matter on Thursday, August 20th at 7 p.m. We will resume the hearing on the Marcus Lang matter on Wednesday, August 26th at 7 p.m. Both of those will be heard in the Aldermanic Chambers next door. That really concludes everything I have to report on behalf of the board. If there is anyone who has a question about where we are as a matter of process, I'll be happy to take those questions. I am not interested in hearing your opinions of either of these petitions or any comments or any questions on those petitions. The appropriate time to make those remarks will be at the hearings on each of the items, and you will be given more than sufficient opportunity to do so at that time. Are there any questions about where we are and how we got here and where we're going? Mr. Bookbinder, please come here. so we can get you on tape and write down your name and your address and tell us who you are for the record.
Hi, for the record, my name is Stephen Bookbinder. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Schlesinger and Bookbinder. Offices at 1200 Walnut Street in Newton Highlands. My question, and you, I recognize you may not be able to answer it, but I felt the need to raise it. I have at least one potential 40B project in the pipeline. There are others percolating. So everyone has been asking me, irrespective of your decision on these two matters tonight, what would be the process were someone to file a new 40B, let's say, in August? Would you hold a hearing, or?
We are joined by Trev LaFlesh, a member of the board. We are prepared to hear any and all 40Bs that are filed with the normal timetable, which is, as you know, 30 days after filing, we need to have our initial hearing. There is nothing about that that is changed by anything we've done or planning to do.
Okay, thank you. That's very helpful. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yes. Mr. Harrington, could you come over here and give us your name and address for the record and also write it down?
My name is Peter Harrington, attorney. My address is 505 Waltham Street in West Newton. And concerning the Rowe Street petition,
I don't want to talk about any individual petition. Now, we're joined by Michael Quinn. I don't want to talk about the substance of any petition at this moment. That's everyone who's expected. And we have not adjourned the meeting yet, so you're in good shape. Before you came in, we just told them where we stood and what the schedule is for resuming hearings. Mr. Harrington.
Concerning the Rowe Street petition, the neighbors would like to be able to understand what the process would be. You had some hearing. Will you reopen the hearing? Or will you just take comments?
We will be reopening the hearing. What happened during the appeal process was that the clock stopped,
mm-hmm.
the hearing stopped. We will resume as though it was yesterday, and
right.
we will be moving forward, hearing from the applicant, from the neighbors, from anyone else who's interested in speaking.
Right, because as I recall, the applicant was about to make some presentation.
And should they care to make a presentation, they will be most welcome to do so.
The neighbors would like, since that time, there's been a lot of information that the neighbors have garnered, and that they would like to have some time could present to you.
You will be welcome, as I said earlier, you will be welcome to make your presentations at the time of the hearing.
Right, and would there be a time limit on that? Would they be limited to 3 minutes?
Please check with, you're not going to be limited to 3 minutes, so please check with the clerk between now and the hearing, and probably not this evening because I know she's in a bit of a rush. But check with her before the hearing, and you can work out all those details.
Anything else?
Okay.
Nope, that's
Thank
it.
You,
Thank
Mr.
you,
Mr. Harrington. Any other questions on process? Sir, please come and give us your name and address and write it down.
Mark Schwartz, Marcus Lang Investment, 600 California Street.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, what was the date that you said for my hearing? The 26th,
for your hearing,
was it?
Is Wednesday the 26th, if that will work for you.
I don't see why not.
All right. Consider yourself scheduled.
Great. Concerning the board, will it be the same group of people?
It will be the same group of people.
Okay. And can I be presented with a particular subject matter that the ZBA may wish?
As I understand it, I was not present when you came in January or February. I was out of town. I understand that you did not get to make a presentation
not
at
as
that
yet.
Time. Please come prepared to make your presentation and ask questions, answer questions from the board. It will not be your only opportunity to speak with them, I feel sure.
Very good, thank you.
Any other questions about process? Please.
My name's Kathleen Curl Grazer. I live at 258 Mill Street. in Newtonville. And my question is, under what circumstances would the ZBA appeal back to the AJC? What would the process be to make that happen?
That's really, I suspect that any appeal that happens might be initiated by an applicant and not by the ZBA. But I'm not sure. We will figure that out when we get there. First, that we're going to see whether we can reach a set a conclusion on each of these petitions that is satisfactory both to the applicant and the board. And in that case, I suspect no one will be appealing anything.
There are no circumstances under which the ZBA would go directly to a court of law.
I can't answer that question today.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Any other process questions? Hearing none, I will accept the motion to adjourn. Moved by Mr. Farina, seconded Ms. Huggins. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. This meeting is adjourned. It is 6:43.